Let it be known. The Lord our God is a mighty God, the Almighty God, who mightily saved me. He reached down from on high with his mighty right arm, Jesus Christ, and he worked salvation for me. He is the God who gives life to the dead, who calls things that are not as though they were, and they are. He knew my name. He heard my cry. He rescued me. He lifted me out of the pit, brought me out into a spacious place with him, setting me free. And he whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. And I am free indeed. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Holy Spirit lives in me. He set me upon the rock, the foundation of my faith, Jesus Christ, author, perfecter, and finisher of my faith. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end of everything. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And in him I live and move and have my being. For he has overcome the world. And in him I am an overcomer. In him I am the head and not the tail. For he is the head and not the tail. In him I am above and not beneath. For he is above and not beneath. In him I am the victor, not the victim. For he is the victor, not the victim. In him I am blessed, never cursed. For Jesus Christ redeemed me from the curse by becoming a curse for me. For it is written, everyone who is hung on a tree is cursed. Now, I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in the city, I am blessed in the country. I am blessed everywhere that I go. For the Lord himself goes with me. He is my very great reward. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He himself bore my sin in his body on the tree so that I might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound, his stripes, I am healed. Surely, he took up my infirmity and bore my sorrow. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten and afflicted. But he was pierced for my transgression. He was crushed for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his wound, I am indeed healed. Because I was healed. Through him, the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Sin is no longer my master, for I am not under law, but under grace. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. By faith in the name of Jesus, this woman whom you see and know has been made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given complete healing to me, as everyone can now see. For through faith, I have been saved by grace, and that not of myself, but a gift from God, not by works, so that I cannot boast. If I should boast, let it be in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ alone, in whom every promise is yes. And amen. For in righteousness I was established. Tyranny is far removed, and terror will not come near me. The Lord has pleaded my case. He has established my right. He has brought me out into the light, and I have seen his righteousness. I see the Lord always before me, because he is at the right hand of God. I cannot be shaken. Now my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, and my body also lives in hope. And hope does not disappoint, for God himself has poured out his love into my heart by the Holy Spirit. He who raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in me, giving life to my mortal body by his Spirit who lives in me. What can we say to this? If God is for us, who could be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how much more will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So our confidence in approaching God is this. We know that if we ask according to his will, that he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, then we have what we ask. For it is according to his will. For God sent his word and healed us. He delivered us from all destruction. The word of the Lord is perfect. It is flawless as he is flawless. It cannot return to him void, but must accomplish that for which it has been sent. Just as Jesus Christ, the living word of God Almighty, traveled throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every sickness and disease among the people. So Jesus Christ today, alive, is the same. He cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. For he has indeed forgiven all my sin, and he has indeed healed all my sickness. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, God the Father. Holy, holy, holy is he. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, God the Son. Holy, holy, holy is he. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, God the Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is he. Now, Father, I pray that I, along with all the saints, may have the power to know the love of God. Height, width, breadth, and length of his love for us. And I pray Father, that I, along with all the saints, may have the power to know the power of his love.